listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on September 11th, 2017, 16 years after the event that transformed our society. You know, we've talked several times on this broadcast. I've done reports about Strauss and Howe's book, The Fourth Turning. They took a generational, cyclical view of history. Then they went back about 500 years and they talked about transformational events, and they said it looks like it comes about 80 years or so that we see a transformational event. And they said things like the American Revolution, about 80 years away from the Civil War, which is about 70 to 80 years away from World War II. And so we were looking at something in the early 2000s that was going to transform our society. Usually it turned into a war. I would suggest that September 11th was such an event, because we have already, it may get worse, we may have wars, but we've already had one president that was at war for nearly the entire 8 years of his presidency, George Bush. We had the first president who was at war for the entirety of his 8 years, Barack Obama. It has transformed our society, certainly as much as FDR's New Deal turned us into a welfare state. 9/11 has turned us into a police state. So we're going to take a look at the implications of this. We're going to be talking to Lionel, who was in New York on September 11th, somebody who, as he's thought about it, does not agree with the official story, and you have a right to do that. We're going to play some clips for you of a lot of people questioning this. We're going to go through the narrative, and also we're going to take a look at Steve Bannon. He had a very in-depth interview yesterday on 60 Minutes with Charlie Rose. He had a lot of very interesting things to say. As we were all looking at the hurricane, we had the Justice Department pardon Lois Lerner and other officials in the IRS saying, move along, there is nothing to see here. There are a lot of Republicans on the Hill that say she was not pardoned because there was no evidence to come after her. She was pardoned for political reasons, and we need to take a look at that. I've got a poll up on my Twitter account, Libertarian, if you want to go there. Question is, should she have been pardoned? And of course, the first choice is yes, power has its privileges. And then we have other choices like lock her up, lock up the Department of Justice as well for colluding in this crime, for owning it. When you pardon somebody that you know has broken the law, you own that crime. And that applies whether you're a local jurisdiction who pardons somebody who unjustly kills somebody because they work for you, because they're a police officer, and you get them off, you own that crime. You own that corruption. And it also applies if you're the Department of Justice. I also give you a choice where you can lock up Lois Lerner, lock up Hillary Clinton, lock up the IRS. We need to start getting serious about the corruption in Washington. I just talked on Friday with Ty Clevenger, a lawyer who is trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred at the very least, but he's also been successful in getting some FOIA requests honored to release information, FBI files on Hillary Clinton. That was initially turned down by a judge, but now it looks like that may be moving forward. And as he was talking about it, he made the obvious statement that we need to be a nation of laws, not a nation of privilege for the powerful. And that's what we've turned into. That's what we have is corruption. So if you don't think that somebody can get away with massive, obvious crimes, and that's one of the arguments that people say about 9/11. It's like, there's no way they could get away with that. Well, there's such a thing as compartmentalization. And then we have such a thing as, threatening people or also telling people that, you're going to be in on this. We're going to play some clips where you've also had some people come forward in the subsequent years telling us that they didn't want to say anything at the very beginning because they didn't want to lose their job. So we're going to take a look at that. We've got a lot of news that's coming up. There's also the massive fraud of Equifax affecting about a half of the U.S. population, also people in the U.K. and Canada. Identity theft has been enabled by just one single corporation. We'll have more details on that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. We've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mel is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's September 11th, 2017. We're going to talk a lot about what happened 16 years ago and what has happened in the interim. And you may not be aware of it, but we had what is essentially a Patriot Act for the highway, quietly passed almost unanimously by the GOP-controlled Congress on Friday. As everybody was looking at the rain and wind, they pulled this on us. And, of course, they're going to sell it to us with analogies to 9/11, telling us that approximately 10 times the number of people that died on 9/11 are dying on our highways every year. That's the way they're going to push this on us. But we need to be very careful about the way this is going to be used, and you need to ask some very serious questions about why this is being pushed so hard from the top down, why they're pushing to violate the 10th Amendment, telling local jurisdictions that they will not be able to have any regulations on these experimental vehicles, that they're going to put them on the road without our permission, without our consent. They will test these experimental vehicles on us. And why are they doing that? It's because they want to extend their control over our lives and both taxing and tracking everything that we do, limiting our movement. This has always been the goal of government, to make you not only dependent upon them, but as we move into the 21st century, to make sure that you're going to essentially be locked up in the cities. All the urban planners who are pushing this think that cars, and they've been telling this and driving this home into children in schools for so long, cars are the greatest evil facing man. We have to eliminate internal combustion engines. We have to eliminate cars. But cars are what have given us the freedom. The freedom to live in the suburbs, which they hate so much. They call that sprawl. And yet, people have chosen to live in less crowded communities, even if they have to commute for a half hour or an hour. And a lot of people would rather do it in their own private car rather than a car that they have to wait for, that they have to pay extremely high prices for, and it's probably going to show up with a bunch of vomit on the floor because you're not even going to have a taxi driver who's going to know if somebody gets in the car and vomits in the car. This is going to be a robot. You're going to call, and then you're going to wait, and then you're going to pay through the nose as you rent your car from General Motors and Ford and whoever else survives this. Probably, I don't think it's going to be Uber and Lyft. They may partner with somebody. They may be bought out by one of these car companies. But the car companies no longer want to sell cars. They want to rent you cars. They know that it's more profitable to lease than to sell, and they know it's more profitable to rent by the hour or the minute than it is to lease a car. So that's what's behind this for the corporations. What's behind it for the government is absolute control over your transportation. That has been the holy grail for these people always. They do not like, they will not build broader roads to take care of traffic as they bring more and more people in. They want the roads to be undrivable because of traffic. But let's take a quick look before we get into 9/11 about Hurricane Irma, which is now a Category 0. It's not even a hurricane anymore. It hit landfall at a Category 1. Of course, these are the dire predictions. And I think the takeaway that we need to look at, and I think there's three things that we need to take away from Hurricane Irma. Number one, we talked yesterday to geophysicist Dr. Willie Soon. And he was talking about the fact that we have seen not a steady state increase in hurricanes that was predicted by Al Gore and the climate alarmists. Instead, what we have seen are cycles of activity, intensity followed by absolutely nothing for over a decade, hitting landfall. And so when we see cycles like this, it doesn't match up with their measurements saying that CO2 is increasing, steady state. You would see then, and if there was a correlation, you would see an increasing steady state intensity and frequency of hurricanes. That's not happening. That's not happening. So he's looking for natural cycles that could affect this. He's trying to come up with formulas that correlate things like, for instance, solar activity. Who would think that the sun would control our climate? Certainly not our children, who have been brainwashed since kindergarten to think that our climate is completely controlled by internal combustion engines. Number two, we need to look at these weather predictions, the dire predictions that caused the massive evacuation, the biggest evacuation we've ever seen, perhaps, in America. Over 6 million people evacuated out of different parts of Florida. Not being able to predict where it's going to hit, not being able to predict the intensity of the hurricane. What does that tell you about weather prediction models that cannot predict a closely watched, that has everybody's attention, everybody's supercomputers are focused on this one weather event and they can't predict it a day out? They don't know where it's going and how strong it's going to be a day out. Do you believe any of these climate change predictions that are going out decades, a century away? Are you going to evacuate your economy? Are you going to pull out and leave behind everything that we have built in terms of energy? As we look at all the people that in the aftermath of this, what is the greatest problem that they face now? Having no power, having no energy. That is a threat to life, not just our standard of living. And this is what these people want to do based on their non-scientific projections, their untestable computer models. And where they have been tested, they have failed. So if they can't predict the weather a day out, don't let them talk you into this BS about climate change. That's lesson number two. Lesson number three is don't panic. Don't evacuate the economy. And you have a right to make choice. And when we talk about the information that was put out here and the mandatory evacuations that were there, just think about how they panic people. Think about how they panic people. They may do it with a pandemic, a health pandemic. Tell everybody you're going to have mandates to get vaccinated, not just evacuation. But they're going to tell you, well, we've got these predictions and we think this disease outbreak is coming here and we're going to force you to do this or to do that. The government should inform you of the risks, and then the government should let you determine whether or not you're going to take the risk. We don't live in a binary world. We have so many people who have spent their life in virtual reality, sitting on a couch, that they think everything is a one or a zero. It isn't. There may be a 60% chance that something bad is going to happen to you if you stay, and there might be a 70% chance if you leave that something bad is going to happen to you. A lot of people got stranded on the highway. Do you think that you could weather a hurricane better on a highway than you could in a house that you have prepared? And now we see the after effect of this, as we have bands of looters going house to house, especially in the Caribbean islands, where there's been total devastation because they bore the brunt of the full hurricane. This is the issue that we see now. Would you like to be there to protect your property, to make sure that everything that you have is not stolen, even though it wasn't destroyed by the storm? These are the types of calculations that people need to be allowed to make themselves. And so we have the governor of Florida, a guy who, incidentally, I don't know how long he's lived in Florida, but he's from Illinois. And as I was saying yesterday to Dr. Pachinik, he was saying, look, a lot of us, we've been through a lot of these things. He says he's lived in Florida for a long time. He said, I've seen a lot of these hurricanes come and go, and so had I. I lived in Florida until I was 25, and as I pointed out to him, I said, we have a family memory of all these hurricanes. My grandparents went to Florida in the 1800s. We know what hurricanes are like. We know how to prepare for them. We know that they're a risk. We know that people die. People die from other things. I take risks when I get in the car. I take risks when I get into the bathtub every day. And the question is, are we going to try to hunker down everywhere we go into our little safe rooms and whine like millennial snowflakes? Or are we going to go out and face the real world, understanding that there is always a chance that something is going to happen to us. We need to be able to take these risks, and I, quite frankly, I understand that they want to err on the side of caution. And there was a lot of complaints in Texas about whether or not Houston should have been evacuated. Nobody knows what the weather is going to be like. And as the mayor of Houston said at the time, and I defended him at the time, he was a Democrat mayor being attacked by a Republican governor. And I said, well, you know what? I wouldn't second guess him because there, he was right. There are risks involved if you evacuate. That presents a different set of risks to you than staying in place. People need to make those decisions themselves, and they need to be respected in a country where we say we respect individual freedom, but we really don't. And we're going to talk about the biggest threat to individual freedom, 9/11, when we come back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
September 11th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get to September 11th. I want to talk about what the media doesn't like to talk about, the things that get us labeled as conspiracy theorists because we don't want to just automatically accept the government's official story. And remember, that was a term that was created by the government as people began questioning the official story of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We had eyewitnesses saying, "We heard shots coming from behind us over there, that grassy knoll." No. There was a single shooter, and we've already told you who that shooter is. We've got videos that you guys didn't think there was going to be a video back then. Of course, now everything is video. They didn't think there was going to be a video with it. So people were not believing the magic bullet single shooter story that was coming out there. So they just started calling everybody who questions the government's official version, the government's official conspiracy theory. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory at that time. It was a lone shooter. So if you said there was somebody else, you were a conspiracy theorist. You were a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. And they've continued down that road, even though the government continually adds on charges of conspiracy whenever they charge anybody with anything. You take a look at the political prisoners that are part of the Bundy Ranch standoff. They've all got conspiracy charges on them. They add these charges hoping that you will plead to the original charge that they wanted to level against you. Okay, we'll get rid of this, we'll get rid of that, we'll make a deal with you, we'll plea bargain this so you don't have a jury trial. Because jury trials sometimes don't work out for them, as the first two trials did not give them the kind of results that they wanted. And so now we got a couple of people who are now going for the third try because they keep coming after them and coming after them. Real quickly, before we get to 9/11, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we put in place as we saw people preparing for the disaster. As I was just saying in the last segment, you need to be aware of what the risks are. You need to understand what the risks are to your family on a daily basis in terms of the water that you drink. Do you know what's in the water? Even if you have a test of what's in your water, do you know what's going to be in it tomorrow? Is somebody going to spill something in it? Is there going to be an accident, a toxic accident? Always be proactive. Prepare for yourself. And so to help you do that, we've given you a special off of ProPure King water filtration system. That is the big one that works for a family or an office or other high water volume situations. It's gravity feed. So if there's a disaster like we just saw happen in Florida, people without power, they can still filter the water. You can still put water into your bathtub, for example, and you could filter it again to keep it clean with one of these filters and have a large supply of water. You don't need to go to Amazon and pay three times the price of bottled water the two or three days after people see that something is coming. Prepare for yourself on a regular basis. It's not just these catastrophes that we see. We face these kind of risks every day. So we're giving you a discount, 30% off the ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food for limited time with coupon code IRMA. 50% off. And this is food that lasts for 25 years, shelf life for that. And once you open it, you can reseal it, use it a few more days, just like you would any other fresh food. And it's going to even out these peaks and valleys in terms of supply and demand and prices that we see happening. But it's going to give you something that is going to keep you from being stranded without food. We got people now saying they need food, they need water in the Caribbean, and they're concerned with looters. So the key thing is to make sure that you have clean water, that you have a backup source of food. You never know what's going to happen. Something can happen in the infrastructure. Something can happen with the food supply. We have a very fragile infrastructure in a lot of different ways. And so you can insulate yourself from any kind of emergency like that with storable food and get it 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, coupon code IRMA. I see today that Jeff Sessions is mulling a lie detector test for the entire National Security Council staff. He's concerned about leaks. He's not going to do it because of 9/11. There's a lot of people that need to be given a lie detector test on 9/11. We go back and get the Bush administration for starters. But, of course, that isn't going to happen. And, quite frankly, I'm not somebody that believes in the efficacy of polygraph tests. My wife worked for a convenience store. She was a personnel manager for a convenience store chain for a while, and they would give people polygraph tests. And you know what? They're not very effective except for the intimidation factor. That's the key thing that's involved there. But when are we going to intimidate some of these high-ranking officials that we know have lied to us? That's the key. We know that they've lied. We don't know exactly how they did it. We don't know exactly who did it. But we do know that the official story cannot be true. And we're going to go down this and talk about the many different aspects of this. But, you know, one of the other things that I think is interesting is I was listening to people talking about 9/11 this morning as I was driving in. They were talking about a high school in the Midwest, and they had a chunk of the building that came down. And they had it their school, and they said, it's important that we not forget this. It's important that we remember this. And so I think it is important, and I think it's important that we understand what happened there, and we have to understand what did not happen there. Certainly we had about 3,000 people die that day, and that is one of the biggest tragedies, perhaps the biggest tragedy, in those of us who are still alive. I mean, you had things like Pearl Harbor, but most of the people who were around during World War II have died. But in living memory, this is the biggest tragedy in America. And it was an attack on U.S. soil. The question is, who did the attack? And I was thinking about that piece of the building that came down that they had in the high school. It made me think about the monuments that they're tearing down across the country. Many of these, like in California, they're tearing down monuments in cemeteries. Do you understand why there are so many monuments to Southern soldiers? Many of them inscribed to our Southern dead. Nearly all of those Southern dead had no slaves. They saw themselves as fighting for independence from an army that had invaded them. And yet we're tearing down those monuments. And do you understand why that is still alive? It's not racism. It's the same thing that is happening here with 9/11. As I was saying before, my parents were in Florida, my grandparents, back into the 1800s. And we have an institute, we have a generational memory of hurricanes. We understand those types of storms. We also have a family memory of the storm that came through called the Civil War. My great-grandfather fought in that. And when you see these types of things, and when you understand the magnitude of how it affected people, then you may understand why people still have monuments to the dead. 150 years later. And in Antietam, for example, 22,000 people died. Now, when you look at this, and you, that was in a single day, seven times the number of people that died in 9/11. And when you normalize this out to the population we have today, we have 31 million people today in the U.S. Back then, 308 million today. Back then, it was 31 million. In the South, it was 5.5 million. So multiply this out. You see that the North at Antietam had about 560,000 people die, normalized to today. 144,000 for the North, 560,000 for the South. When you look at Gettysburg, a third of the Southern Army was lost. That would be equivalent to 1.6 million people today dying in that one battle. For the North, over 250,000 people died. That's why there are monuments to the Civil War. When we come back, we'll get on to 9/11.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is 16 years after our country was transformed. As I said at the top of the program, we look at cycles in history, things that have been fundamental transformations for society, things like the Revolutionary War. And then about 72 years later, we had the Civil War. 72 years after that, we had the New Deal that transformed us into a welfare state, radically changed this country. Now we've had an event that happened 2001 that I would argue transformed us into a police state. And we are still seeing the implications, ramifications of this. The fact that the population has acquiesced to trading every last shred of our liberty in the Constitution for the promise of safety. 9/11, and there's, I'm not minimizing the number of deaths. As I said before, it is the most heinous thing that we have seen in our lifetime, 3,000 people, and it has percolated across the country. So many people are connected with that. And as I was saying before we went to the break, when you look at things like the Civil War, which there is nobody in living memory, and yet there is a memory with people, battles where if you normalize it to the population, 1.6 million people, soldiers, died just on the side of the South at Gettysburg. On the side of the North, over 250,000, if you normalize it to today's populations. Those types of things percolate through history, and they percolate through multiple generations. We have Jeff Sessions saying that he wants to do a lie detector test for the entire NSC staff to find out who was leaking information. Let's do a lie detector test on the government's official story. Let's take a look at some of the issues here. There was a great story that went down, hit a lot of the issues in one article on the Daily Mail. I thought they did an excellent job with this. They start out with one guy, a Brit, Matt Campbell, said he'll be standing today outside the BBC house in London, protesting about the killing of his brother Jeff and 66 other Britons in the 9/11 terror attack in New York. Initially, he believed the official story. As he started to look at it, he says, no, this couldn't have happened. And why is he doing it with the BBC? Well, of course, he and others, I've talked before several times to a film director, Tony Rook. He is the son of a police officer. And a lot of police officers, a lot of firemen, some of them have resigned in the UK because they said, this is obviously a lie. We want to have an investigation. There is no investigation. And the BBC is complicit in this. The famous report of the reporter reporting about Building 7 having fallen down. And it was 20 minutes before it happened. And you can see the building over her shoulder. Obviously, somebody is feeding them this information. And the BBC is complicit in that. But there's so many different issues. We had Gore Vidal say, I knew from the very beginning that this was a lie. He said, my father created the NORAD system to respond to the planes. He said, they would have had response. Where was the response? He said, I knew this was being shut down from the top down. We had pilots for 9/11 Truth telling us you can't fly that low that fast. The atmosphere is too thick. The guy who had flown those planes for decades, who had trained people on those planes for decades, said, I challenge anybody to even fly a flight simulator at that speed, at that altitude. But he knows that it can't be done. Architects and engineers know that this was a controlled demolition. They know that in New York, for example, three buildings fell directly into their footprint. And one of them was not even hit by a plane. That's Building 7. Firefighters, as I mentioned before, Tony Rook in the UK talked to a firefighter who demanded an explanation. Why has there been no change in firefighting procedures after this singular event, the only event that we've ever seen where a steel skyscraper has collapsed this quickly and collapsed into its footprint? Why has there been no change in firefighting procedures? Why has there been no change in building codes? Why has there been no investigation into the people who built these buildings, if they had something in them that was unique amongst all skyscrapers that they would collapse this way? Why have there been no lawsuits against the people who designed and built those buildings? What about the cell phone conversations? You ever try to make a cell phone conversation in the plane? You ever try to talk for 13 to 15 minutes, especially when all the cell phone lines were down? And there's no recorded recording that the wife of the man who reportedly said, let's roll, said. And, of course, the records show that the phone call continued after the plane crashed. The person who was there on the line, she said that he did not want to be patched through to his wife, even though records show that he had attempted to try to call his wife multiple times. The person who was on the line said she never heard any kind of crash, even though it continued to go on. I have a first-person recollection that I will get to in a moment about what happened in the Pentagon. But before we go to that, let's just walk through this story. And again, it's a very good story about the brother of one of the victims in the UK. The people in the UK have been more skeptical of this, quite honestly, than people in the United States, because people in the United States just cannot bring themselves to believe that people in the American government could have done something like this. Of course, people in other countries don't have a problem believing that. But we have a difficulty believing that about our own government, don't we? But they say a survey in a U.S. magazine, Live Science, last year revealed that most Americans, 53%, believe the U.S. government has concealed and continues to conceal vital information about the 9/11 attacks. But none dare call it conspiracy. Let's play this clip from former President George W. Bush. This was shortly after the terror attack, or whatever you want to call it, in Boston. And, of course, it was a terror attack. Any kind of violence to achieve a political goal is a terror attack. But let's play this and notice how he gags when he starts to say the word conspiracy. Let's play that clip. Number two.
Mr. President, I do want to get right to the news of this week.
Sure.
The terrorism in Boston.
Yeah.
Many people have wondered if it took you right back to 9/11 when you heard it.
Well, at first, I was deeply concerned that there might have been a organized plot. I don't know all the facts. I don't think we all know all the facts. But I was deeply concerned that this could have been, another organized, highly organized attack on the country. And it still may be. I don't know the facts. But I do know that it's really hard to protect the homeland.
And it's really hard not to say the term conspiracy, especially when our government routinely uses that charge. But, of course, that word is reserved as a pejorative for anybody who questions the official story of the government. So in this particular case, he has to check himself and not say the word conspiracy. Going through this article, they talked to a retired philosopher at Claremont School of Theology in California. His name is Griffin. He wrote a bestseller, Bush and Cheney, How They Ruined America and the World. He said there is a growing consensus that 9/11 allowed the U.S. to adopt extreme, unwarranted policies. They include the war on terror, the attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq as first steps in taking control of the Middle East. And, of course, I'm one of these people that it took me a couple of years to come around to see this, because when this happened, I didn't have television. We lived in a remote area where we didn't get any television reception. We had very slow internet, so I wasn't looking at any visuals. I relied on calls from relatives from New York telling me what was going on. And as they said, they think these buildings are going to collapse. And in my mind, I'm imagining what would have really happened if that would have really been the case. They would have collapsed from the top, or they would have gone down at an angle. They would have toppled over. And I thought, wow, can you imagine the footprint of destruction as these things topple over? And I heard that it went down in its footprint. I thought, wow, that's amazing. What a blessing that happened. But then it happened like three times, but I was more focused on what they were going to do. I knew they were going to use this. I knew they were going to use this tragedy to create what they did in terms of the Patriot Act, to create the surveillance state, to create the police state as a response. That was my concern about it. And then one day I saw it, just like this individual. He said it was a year later before he changed his mind. And it was the same thing happened to the brother of the deceased man. Stay with us. We have much more to say about 9/11. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 11th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell here that support this operation, that allow this show and others to take place. Everything that we do here at InfoWars is funded by the products that we sell. Products that help you to take control of your life, to protect your health, to protect the health of your family. Here's a couple of examples of things that we put together for this kind of in the wake of this storm, as people were concerned about food and about water. What we did was we dropped our prices. We did not gouge people. We did not triple them like Amazon. Instead, we reduced the price of the Pro Pure King water filtration system by 30% at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a gravity feed filter that will produce this is one of our biggest filters, if not the biggest filter. It is ideal for families, offices, other high water volume situations. It works with gravity, so you don't have to have power to do this. It will filter out chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds. You can now get it 30% off, and you can take out 99.9% of inorganic, organic contaminants, bacteria, other things. It's a very effective water filter now, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something you can use on a day-to-day basis. Just a reminder, as you see these storms happening, the natural disasters that nobody can predict. They can't predict where the storm is going to go, even in a day in advance, as we see this happening. And as we look at the situation in Florida, that's one of the lessons I think we need to learn. That is to be proactive. One way that you can be proactive is with InfoWars Select Storable Food, storable for up to 25 years. All made in the USA, non-GMO, resealable after you open it. FEMA has reported they predict a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. And that's not even talking about things like a natural disaster that we've currently seen. You can get it 50% off with the coupon code IRMA. We also have 50% off Caveman True Paleo Formula now at InfoWarsStore.com, available in chocolate or strawberry. It has things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth. It really is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. You can now get that at 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. I want to continue going down the lie detector test that we are giving the government on 9/11. And so I was talking about these individuals who looked at it, one of them who lost a brother, another one who wrote a book on this, that it took him over a year to
become skeptical of what was happening there. And he wrote a book on the consequences of this. I want you to hear what Ed Snowden said about the intelligence consequences of this, because as I said before, this is an event that transformed our society. It isn't just a tragedy for the 3,000 people who died and their families. This is something that was used to transform our society in a way that we have not seen. It's gradually taking place. We've not seen this kind of transformation since things like the Revolutionary War or World War II and the welfare state that followed with FDR or the Civil War. These types of things have typically been accompanied by mass wars, mass casualties, and of course we may still have one, but remember, we have been at war constantly since September 11th. Does that count? Do you have to have a big casualty count, or is it sufficient to spend $1 trillion in Afghanistan alone? We don't have it to spend on our country because we are reviving that war, and we've wasted that money because we are not going to win a war of occupation in Afghanistan. But this has been used for a number of things. But I think the key thing is to understand how it has been used to create a police and a surveillance state here in America, the climate of fear that allows the government to militarize our police, to militarize their training, to put military equipment in these small towns. And then, of course, there is the surveillance. Here's what Ed Snowden said about the effect of 9/11.
I take the threat of terrorism seriously, and I think we all do. And I think it's really disingenuous for the government to invoke and sort of scandalize our memories, to sort of exploit the national trauma that we all suffered together and worked so hard to come through, to justify programs that have never been shown to keep us safe, but cost us liberties and freedoms that we don't need to give up, and our Constitution says we should not give up.
But you can see how it happened. Guys with box cutters spent $200.
Mr. Fake News himself, Brian Williams. Guys with box cutters, men from caves,
and smash into the Pentagon in a field.
Flew these planes like nobody could ever fly before.
Do it's a non-traditional enemy. Mm-hmm. The expression is an enemy we can't see.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Wonder why I can't see him.
You know, and this is a key question that the 9/11 Commission considered. And what they found in the postmortem, when they looked at all of the classified intelligence from all of the different intelligence agencies, they found that we had all of the information we needed as an intelligence community, as a classified sector, as the national defense of the United States, to detect this plot. We actually had records of the phone calls from the United States and out. The CIA knew who these guys were. The problem was not that we weren't collecting information. It wasn't that we didn't have enough dots. It wasn't that we didn't have a haystack. It was that we did not understand the haystack that we have. The problem with mass surveillance is that we're piling more hay.
Yes.
On a haystack we already don't understand.
And that's precisely what William Binney has said.
Of the human lives of every American citizen in our country. If these programs aren't keeping us safe, and they're making us miss connections, vital connections, on information we already have, if we're taking resources away from traditional methods of investigation, from law enforcement operations that we know work, if we're missing things like the Boston Marathon bombings, where all of these mass surveillance systems, every domestic dragnet in the world didn't reveal guys that the Russian intelligence service told us about by name. Is that really the best way to protect our country?
You always hold it right there. You know, that's what we see every time, isn't it? We always see, well, we knew about these guys. We had them on our radar. You know, we're not total Inspector Clouseaus, are we? Yeah, we knew about them. We just didn't do anything about them. And of course, as we've seen in the UK, we've got people who are featured in documentaries by the BBC that then go out and commit terrorist acts. So that is a canard that they're putting out there. And Ed Snowden, I got to say, as we look at the Patriot Act and how that has turned this country upside down, shredded and burned the Constitution, Ed Snowden is a patriot who acted. He is a patriot who acted. And he needs to be pardoned. He did this country a service. He exposed the lies of Ed Clapper, or James Clapper, who has, and we need to understand this. I'm not going to get into geospatial intelligence, but you need to understand just how important the metadata is. You need to understand that the fastest growing intelligence sector is geospatial intelligence, where they map the human domain. Does that sound familiar? That was the motto of Jade Helm. They map the human domain. They look at activity-based intelligence, ABI, HDA. They got their acronyms for it. It is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. It's where James Clapper was hiding out before September 11th, if that tells you anything. But let's go back to the events of September 11th. As they point out in this story, and as I mentioned earlier, most puzzling of the anomalies, I said, was that none of the hijacked planes was intercepted by fighter jets. This is a mandatory procedure in the U.S., and as they point out, Gore Vidal said, I knew it was phony from the very beginning because my father put together the NORAD procedures. They said in the 9 months before 9/11, the procedure had been implemented 67 times in America, but not once on that day where we supposedly had four rogue planes, even after the terrorist attack. They said there were irregular stock market dealings in the tragedy. Follow the money. How about that? An extremely high volume of put options, bets on the price of shares falling, were purchased for the stock of Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, the international financier that occupied 22 stories of the World Trade Center. Even more remarkable was a volume of put options traded on American and United Airlines, which operated the four aircraft that were hijacked by the terrorists. On these two airlines, and only on these two, the level of share trade went up by 1,200% in the 3 days before the catastrophe. There was insider trading on United Airlines stock and on United and on American Airlines stock 3 days before this happened. It went up 1,200%. As the shares dropped in response to 9/11, the value of these options multiplied a hundredfold. Somebody, somewhere, made $10 million in profit, at the very least. Where is the investigation of that? We talked about the firefighters who want to know, why have we not changed any procedures about fires in high-rise steel skyscrapers? Why have there been no investigations of the architects who designed this, or the building code violations? Why, though, has there been no financial investigation? And then, of course, there's the Pentagon. I'll talk to you about a first-hand story that I have about the finances involved in the Pentagon. They flew that whatever it was straight into the window at the Pentagon, where they were doing investigation of financial fraud that went into the billions, many, many billions of dollars that were defrauded. That stopped as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. News Worldwide. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. On September 11th, 2017, I'm David Knight. Let's take a look at some of the news. We have Attorney General Sessions mulling the idea of giving a lie detector to the entire NSC staff, the National Security Council staff. Certainly, it is of interest to know who is eavesdropping on the president's conversations and of staff and of world leaders and who is leaking that out. That is certainly something that he should do. But he's not doing some other things that he should do as well. We have the Department of Justice has on Friday said that they're not going to prosecute ex-IRS official Lois Lerner. Two GOP lawmakers have turned their fire on President Trump's Justice Department after it announced that it would not reconsider its decision to prosecute Lois Lerner, the IRS employee at the center of the 2013 political targeting scandal. If you're going to look at the National Security Council and say, you are violating the law for political purposes here, why is it not an issue when the IRS systematically violates the law going after conservative organizations? Well, I'll tell you why. Because these are mom and pop citizens out in USA. They're not part of the Washington establishment. People like Lois Lerner will go free. We will lock up the pot users in states where it has been voted on to make it legal. But we will not go after the IRS. Not in Sessions and Trump's Justice Department. Meanwhile, on Friday, we also had another bombshell hit, and this is another Patriot Act for the highway, a House bill called Safely Ensuring Lives, Future Development, and Research in Vehicle Evolution Act. And it sounds like total nonsense, and it is total nonsense. But they put all that together so they could have the little acronym called the Self-Drive Act, which is not about driving yourself. It's about the government taking the steering wheel, the brakes, and the accelerator away from you so they can tax and track everything that you do and to set up experiments on the highway without your consent, without your knowledge, and without your local government, your local or your state government having a say about it. It exempts automakers from safety standards that they say aren't relevant to autonomous vehicles. And they're going to permit up to 25,000 cars per year without needing to meet current auto safety standards. They're going to waive all of this stuff that they've added so many thousands of dollars to our vehicles. They've had airbags that explode in our face like a Claymore mine. And even after they've identified these defective airbags, it will not allow you to have them disabled until you can get them replaced with the recalls. It affects millions of cars. They won't allow that to happen, but they will waive the regulations for the self-driving cars. What does that tell you? How badly they want this? They said it would open up many state roads that currently do not allow autonomous cars to be driven on their roads. The legislation blocks states from banning the technology or from passing unnecessarily restrictive legislation to curtail it. This is something that the government and the big corporations that own the government desperately want. They want the money. They want the control. And they are working on this. This is more important to them than hurricane relief. It is more important to them than debt ceiling. And that should tell you something. In addition to the fact that they're shutting down the 10th Amendment, saying you have no say-so over safety regulations. Everything the government does to take away our freedoms is always justified in the name of safety. And yet they're going to say they're going to allow 25,000 cars per year to experiment on the roads. The cap will increase to 100,000 over the next 3 years. And some people are rightfully worried about these potential risks. They say the Consumer Watchdog, a group, this consumer advocate group, said the autonomous vehicle bill just passed by the House leaves a Wild West without adequate safety protections for consumers. These are people who want to be protected against every contingency, and they're rightfully concerned about this. Now, the Senate is currently debating this because this is the first order of business. This is the most important thing for them to get done. This is the critical path for their control over the population. They're going to put it on the president's desk soon. And if this passes, writes Road and Track, self-driving vehicles will be able to spread across the U.S. quite quickly, and you will not know that you are participating in a very dangerous experiment. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news about September 11th on this September 11th.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 11, 2017, 16 years after our society was transformed by the terror attacks on September 11th. I want to look at the fire issues here, and we've got a video where Leanne McAdoo was in New York, and she talked to one of the firefighters who was there that day. And he made an amazing statement. And, of course, there have been several firefighters who have come out. Let's go back to this narrative that we've been going through from the Daily Mail again. It's an excellent story. You'll find it on the Daily Mail. The title is "The Conspiracies That Will Not Go Away." Brother of 9/11 victim claims the U.S. orchestrated the atrocity as a new study shows that it was impossible that the third tower collapsed from fire. It was not even hit by a plane, folks. Let's just drive that home. Three buildings collapsed into their footprint. Steel skyscrapers. That's never happened before. Three buildings collapsed into their footprint, and one of them was not even hit by a plane. And, of course, they had been designed, skyscrapers had been designed to withstand a hit by a plane. That was one of the design parameters since a plane had hit the Empire State Building decades and decades ago. But let's go back to this. As I pointed out in the story, steel does not begin to melt until it reaches a temperature of about 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Open fires of jet fuel, such as those in the Twin Tower Inferno, cannot burn hotter than 1,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Official reports state the steel in the third tower reached a maximum of 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Do you understand that? A maximum of 1,100 degrees. A theoretical maximum of 1,700 degrees. But the difference of what they observed, 1,100 degrees, and the melting point of the steel, 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit, and you understand that it didn't even get to half of what the melting point of steel was. Not even half. Maybe about, what, 40%, I'm guessing, looking at these figures? And then there's the oral histories of 9/11 by New York Fire Department staff, which have now been made public. Almost a quarter of them suggest that they heard explosions going off before the World Trade Center towers collapsed. Of the South Tower, firefighter Richard Benesiski said, "There was just an explosion. It seemed like on television when they blow up these buildings." Seems like it, doesn't it, when you look at the video? Seems like it. Like I said, I didn't see those videos for a couple of years because I didn't have television at the time. I didn't have a fast internet connection either. It seemed like they were going all the way around, like a belt, all those explosions. Let's play this interview that Leanne had with a firefighter in New York.
All right, I spent the night on the pile searching for bodies, and I saw that with my own eyes. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a bunch of government bureaucrats or my fellow brothers, which I lost 343 guys that day? And I lost Tommy O'Hagan, Bruce Van Hines, and Kenny Kumpel. And I can never forget that. I think of that. Before I go to bed, I think about it the first thing in the morning when I wake up. And it's in honor of them and their family that I will continue to do everything I can to make the rest of the world wake up to the fact that this was a false flag operation.
Right. And now, as you're out there with professionals who understand what it is that they're seeing, what were you all saying to each other when you're looking at this molten lava?
Well, we were overcome with grief. First of all, we lost 343 guys. We weren't talking about that. If you look at the numerous videos, you'll see the guys bent over in incredible grief. One of the things that we have in the fire department is an incredible brotherhood. We do what we do, an aggressive interior attack, because we believe in each other. We know that our guys will pull us out if we get into trouble. And if we lose somebody, we're family. We're very close. We know each other's families. We know each other's children. And one of the things that I've been privy to is I'm proud of is that the New York City Fire Department is a calling. It brings out the best in guys. In men who put their lives on the line to save other people's lives. New York City Fire Department is probably the least integrated of all the services, right? When I first came into the firehouse, it was all heavy brogues and stuff. But those same
And this guy
guys,
is a black man, that's why he's saying
I've
that.
I've seen them bent over giving mouth to mouth to little black children that they've just pulled out of a building. And typically when you die or when you cease to breathe, you throw up. And they gave them mouth to mouth. You know, I've seen incredible acts of heroism. I love my fellow firefighters. We love each other. And I'm dedicated to exposing this false flag that took their lives.
Absolutely. What do your comrades say to you? What do people say to you? Because we've tried to talk to some people, and of course, you know, they have to worry about their pension and things like that.
They cannot comment. And I'm retired. But while I was on, I was approached by the news, and I deferred from commenting for two reasons. First of all, I was at 1993, the first bombing, and I saw that. I stood shoulder to shoulder with the FBI while they foraged for little paint chips. And with their forensic science, they can take that paint chip and tell you the make and model of the vehicle that it belonged to. All right? And that was a bombing. This was a bombing.
What did you think about them taking all of the debris away so quickly?
That was a crime in and of itself, because the classical thing that any investigator is taught is protect the crime scene. And NIST and the 9/11 Commission lied to the public. I mean, you cannot be that stupid. You cannot be that stupid. In law, as a former police officer, every crime or offense has a degree of mental culpability. Either you knowingly, intentionally, recklessly, or negligently committed the act. And the mere fact that there were obviously, the definition of a conspiracy is when two or more people acting in concert knowingly commit an offense or a crime. All right? A misdemeanor or felony. An offense. That is
okay, let's hold it right there because we're coming up to a break, and I want to emphasize what he just said there. We know that 9/11 was a conspiracy, don't we? Obviously, we had more than one person. There was not a lone actor in this. We had four different planes that were involved in this. So you had at least four different people. It went much wider than that, of course. And so clearly, it was a conspiracy. Now, when we start to investigate a crime, what do? We look at motive, we look at opportunity, we start to look at evidence. Every detective will go through and have certain theories that they will then measure against the evidence and rule out some. And maybe they might find some new theories that come up as they start to examine that evidence that would reveal new suspects. But of course, our government got rid of the evidence, didn't they? They did not do an investigation, as you heard that firefighter just say. And that is key to this. To underscore what he just said, Alaska University engineers dismissed this explanation that the fire induced progressive collapse, bringing the building down. Dr. J. Leroy Halsey, chair of the University of Alaska Civil and Engineering Department, said fire did not and could not have caused the failure of this building. We are led to believe that for the first time in the known universe, a steel-framed high-rise building was brought down by fire without the aid of explosives or incendiaries. More clearly miraculous was the precise way in which World Trade Center 7, that's the third building that was not hit by a plane, it collapsed straight down, almost perfectly horizontal roof line, into its own footprint. This kind of free-fall implosion that can only be caused by a world-class demolition company. And, of course, that doesn't happen in one day. When you have Silverstein caught on tape saying, pull it down, which is what they typically say for a demolition. You do not wire a massive skyscraper for demolition in a couple of hours. This was something that had to have been done days, weeks in advance, this kind of operation. He said there's another perplexing matter regarding this third building, and of course that is what we're going to talk about when we come back briefly. The BBC World Footage. And I also want to relate to you a story that I have about following the money. I will get to that when we come back. Stay with us. More information on September 11th, the day that transformed our society, not for the better. And it is a dishonor to the memory of the people who died to move along or to accept these lies that we're being told by our American government 16 years later. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on the September 11th, 2017. I want to get back to September 11th. And joining us in the next segment is going to be James Wesley Rawls. He's going to talk to us about the state of terrorism and our continuing vulnerabilities even after the steps that were taken with the Patriot Act. Totally ineffective. Quite frankly, folks, you all know that. You know the things that they do at the airport, for example, the most visible of all the different things that they've done, and most of the stuff that they do, you don't see. You don't really see very visibly the surveillance that is being done unconstitutionally and in violation of the FISA Act and other issues. You don't see the consequences of that. You might see it indirectly in terms of the actions of the people who were with the CIA, the NSA, opposing Trump, becoming very open politically. And the types of false information that they're putting out there, that's the politicization of our previously covert intelligence services that have now come out and become openly political. That is a very dangerous thing in and of itself. But we're talking to James Wesley Rawls about the state of terrorism and our current vulnerabilities. Before we get back to 9/11, I just want to remind you that we put a couple of specials in place that will help you to prepare with food and with water. Very important to do that, as we see this last week, and I think it's one of the takeaways. Certainly, there's some other takeaways, as I mentioned before, not believing the climate change projections, not evacuating our entire economy and shutting down our power. That should be a lesson for us right there. But we have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA, I-R-M-A. Also, we've put ProPure King Water Filtration System. That is one of our largest filtration systems, and of course, they all, regardless of size, will take out 99.9% of contaminants, bacteria, organic, inorganic things like chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds. We have now reduced the ProPure King water filtration system 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also still have the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium Combo 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, those are two vital minerals that you need for your health system. That's another way that you need to prepare for the future before something happens. Selenium helps to support your immune system, your DNA production, thyroid health, eyesight. The CDC tells you that a deficiency in iodine is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. And the key is getting a clean, organic source of those two minerals. Something that is pure, not synthetic, not with fillers, and our Nascent iodine comes from a deep source crystal format, and our BioTrue Selenium is 100% organic, non-GMO. It comes from organic mustard seed. So both of those are now 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to 9/11, the BBC's involvement, and of course this article that we've just been running through, and there's so much that we could say. We could go on. We could do this for over a week. There's been people have been pointing out the lies and the fallacies of September 11th for 16 years now. But here's the one with the BBC. You're all familiar with the reporter who was standing there talking about the third building, World Trade Center Building 7, which was never hit by a plane, collapsing. But you can see it over her shoulder as she's doing this. And they point out one piece of BBC World footage shows a studio anchor talking to news correspondent Jane Stanley, who is standing in front of the clearly visible tower that she now says had fallen down 20 minutes earlier. That she said had fallen, but it did not fall for another 20 minutes. She said the 47-story building, situated very close to the World Trade Center, has also just collapsed. It seems that this was not the result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during the morning attacks. How was that? Because it wasn't hit by a plane. That's interesting. Had some minor fires in it. And again, it clearly just collapses in its footprint, the steel skyscraper, with a few minor fires. But of course, the firefighters who were there said, we heard massive numbers of explosions going off. We've got the owner of the building, Silverstein, saying, pull it down. When I was in New York with Jakari Jackson, we said, there was a tour going around, and they were telling everybody this mythology about 9/11 and all the things that had happened. I said, well, why did he say pull it down?
this is in a park that was named after Silverstein, right? Silverstein, however you pronounce his name. And I said, you realize that he pulled this down and the guy just starts walking off and I was still shouting it as he went off. It makes me angry for people to lie to my face. They call us truthers. I call them liars. Oddly enough, the link to the BBC reporter then breaks up and is lost. And then they come back and the BBC says we no longer have the original tapes of our 9/11 coverage for reasons of cock-up, not of conspiracy. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, they would not conspire to hide the crimes of a pedophile, would they? Jimmy Savile, they conspired to hide that. They fired the reporter who, after he died, exposed his crimes. They shut down that report. No, no, they would never be involved in a conspiracy theory. And so going back to the person that they started with, a brother of one of the victims, one of the British victims, 9/11, who's a trained theoretical physicist. He has refused to pay his BBC license fee for the past 4 years. And as I pointed out, I have interviewed Tony Rook, who actually had a website called Killing Anti. Anti is their nickname for the BBC. And he started a bunch of people who said, we refuse to pay our licensing fees to an organization that participated in a terrorist act, in the cover-up of that terrorist act. And he did a documentary called Incontrovertible. But let me talk to you about the money part of this, too. Because the day before September 11th, Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld said that there was a missing $2.3 trillion. And in the Pentagon, whatever hit it, and of course, we don't see the remains of the engine, we don't see any remains of any plane, except later on there's a few pictures of some small pieces of a plane. But it basically just disintegrated, including the engines, just disintegrated. And the hole that is there is not big enough for the hole of an airplane and on and on. But it went right into the place where they were doing the investigation of the missing $2.3 trillion. I had said earlier billions, but I checked myself. I thought it was a trillion. That's actually $2.3 trillion. And in 2016, the number had gone up to $6.5 trillion. I have a personal story. My wife and I went to a vacation spot here in Texas, and we were looking at the store that sold Christmas items and little trinkets. And as my wife was going through, we were the only two people in the store, and the lady was just desperate to talk to somebody. She starts talking about how she was retired military, and she and her husband had retired and opened up this store. And she starts to say, yeah, I had this career, and I was here and here, and I really wasn't very interested. And I was just waiting for my wife to get finished so I could get out of there. I wasn't recording anything. I'm going to try to go back and get her to tell me what she told me. But this is what she had to say. Both my wife and I heard her say this. She said she had been involved in terms of investigation of fraud and cover-up. And she said, we found trillions of dollars missing. And she said, a lot of congressmen did not run for re-election because of the work that we did covering this up. And she said, just before she retired, she went to the Pentagon, and she said, I was working on it there. She said, you cannot believe how massive the fraud was, how many people were involved, how many powerful people were involved. And she said, I got out of there before September 11th happened. And she said, it hit right at my office. And I asked her, I said, well, that's interesting. I said, have you ever, what kind of news do you listen to? Because she didn't say anything about any kind of conspiracy or anything. She says, well, I listen to ABC, CBS, NBC. Sometimes I listen to cable news, but not too much. I said, I didn't even go to InfoWars. I said, have you ever heard of Breitbart? I've heard of them, but I don't look at them. You understand the compartmentalization? She said, now I live in a world where, she says, I don't even follow any of that stuff. I'm out of that. I used to follow everything in Washington, but now I no longer pay any attention to that. It's not something I'm interested in.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
More than 2 years ago, info
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 11th, 2017. We have joining us now James Wesley Rawls. He's an American novelist. He's a blogger. He is a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. Very wise man. It's always interesting to listen to him. And, of course, he has the Patriot novel series, and my family and I listen to that on audiobook. It's a great listen, a great read as well. It's absolutely genius what he does because in the first book, he looks at a disaster, and I forget what it was, but basically civilization falls apart. We have a very fragile infrastructure, so there's a lot, number of things that could trigger that. And that's one of the things I don't really remember that much, because it focuses on what people do to prepare. So it talks about a group of people who've already laid a lot of preparations down. They have a place to go to when they evacuate. And that's what the first one does. And then he thought, well, I'll do a second one and show what it would be like for somebody who has not done any preparations. Very genius. And again, his plot line doesn't get in the way of character development. He has a latest novel. It's titled Land of Promise. It's the first book in the Counter Caliphate Chronicles series. The novel, set two decades in the future, describes the establishment of a Christian nation of refuge. Mr. Rawls is the founder and senior editor of survivalblog.com. That's where you can find information. For the past 10 years, he's been covering survival and preparedness topics, and he does it from a constitutionalist, Christian, libertarian perspective. Joining us now is James Wesley Rawls. Thank you for joining us so much.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Let's talk a little bit about, on this anniversary of September 11th, let's talk about the state of terrorism. We've completely reorganized our society to respond to this attack. I spent the last hour and a half talking about many concerns that I have about the official story, but let's talk about the state of terrorism. Let's talk about our vulnerability as we have created this massive surveillance, as we've militarized the police.
Well, I guess to back up a little bit, I guess your comments in the last hour and a half kind of outlined the greatest vulnerability right now, I think, is to our liberty.
Yes.
We have a fairly overreaching and almost oppressive level of intelligence gathering going on against the American people. And instead of doing the harder task, they took the easier route, which was to create a surveillance state blanketing every aspect of human life inside of these United States. And virtually every transaction we make, every interaction that we have socially that uses any electronic form, is all being very vigorously and systematically logged, categorized, and used to build dossiers against the American citizenry.
I agree with you totally. And I talked about in the beginning of the program how we've seen about, it was 72 years from the time we had the Constitution to the time we had the Civil War. From the time of the Civil War to the time of the New Deal, it was another 72 years. And here we are, you know, the early 2000s, another 72 years to get this massive transformation. Just like the New Deal transformed us into a welfare state, we now have this police state that we've been transformed under.
Right.
And I think that this is something that is a major transformation of our society, and people really don't understand the implications of this as they continue to unfold, do they, Mr. Wesley Rawls?
No, I think that you're right. People have become very complacent. They've accepted the surveillance state without hardly a whimper. And it's really sad to see a constitutional republic like ours go by the wayside, and to see us so thoroughly being monitored by our own government without any real probable cause, or even without any reasonable suspicion. So that's the world we now live in. And unfortunately, we now have a whole new brand of terror that's creeping up in the form of Antifa. And I think it, a lot like Al-Qaeda, was government manufactured, because we have different factions within the American intelligence community, within banking, and within the executive branch of our government, that some of these factions want greater control. They want to create crises that will be used as an excuse for an even larger, more oppressive government. And one of the methods that they've used as justification for more government is more terrorism. It's very clear.
And we already see that we have now stepped up again the military supply of police departments, and the justification for that, the immediate justification is, well, look at all these violent demonstrations by Antifa.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think we're going to see Antifa, or Antifa, however it's pronounced, spin out of control in the next few years. I think we're going to see a period a lot like the late 1960s and early 1970s with the draft protests. And that, of course, spawned the Weather Underground and the Black Liberation Army and the Sinhalese Liberation Army and a whole bunch of other terrorist groups. I think we'll see the same thing happen with Antifa, where you have splinters within the movement that are incredibly radical, willing to take lots of lives. And unfortunately, now we live in a society that has access to a lot of off-the-shelf technologies, you know, chemical, biological, drone technologies, for example, where if Antifa terrorists want to, they can instill mass terror on a grand scale with not that great of an expense and using all off-the-shelf technologies.
And I think, and of course, I think what we're seeing here too, and I think what we're seeing here too, Mr. Rawls, is that we have a society where we've been told that we don't want to accept any risk whatsoever. Now, that's not the real world that we live in, but we see the what just happened with the evacuation in Florida, that massive evacuation of 6 million people. We see that they wanted to get somewhere where they thought they would be totally safe. And of course, there is no such thing. There are different types of risk depending on whether you evacuate. That's a type of risk. There's risk involved in that. There's risk involved if you stay there. But everybody is willing to give up their freedom if you just promise them safety and security. And that is a false negotiation. That's the key thing that we need to keep pushing back against. Because to the degree that you give up your freedom, to that degree you become a slave. And slaves are never safe. They're never free. They're never prosperous. But we continue to fall into that trap, don't we?
Yes, repeatedly. It's really sad to see. And unfortunately, people time and time again have shown their willingness to sacrifice their individual liberty in exchange for security. And yes, as you mentioned before, it's a false security. There really is no real safety. We live in a nuclear world. We live in a world with biological weapons, and we live in a much more urbanized, heavily populated world where there are manifold threats, and they're virtually inescapable, at least for people who live in the big cities. For many years, I've advocated people move to lightly populated agricultural regions,
yes,
in part because they're more self-sufficient if things do fall apart, and secondarily because they're very low in the target structure for either a nation-state attack or a terrorist attack.
And, of course, when you look at what happened in Florida this last weekend, of course, we got a book that we saw, Joel Skousen's, talking about strategic location. And he talked in that book about what a nightmare it would be to get out of Florida because of the congestion trying to, and the limited number of ways that you can get out of there. You just talked about getting into a rural area. And I think when we look at how this might hit us in the future, that's something that is very important. That's one of the things that you hit in your novel, the Patriot series, is that when you do need to get out of an area, when you do need to get out of the city, where are you going to go when you evacuate? Do you have a place that's prepared that you can go? Most of these people had no idea where they were going to go as they were being evacuated. They had nothing to go to, even if they were going to be able to get through the traffic jams and the gas shortages to get there. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with James Wesley Rawls. You can find him at survivalblog.com. We're talking about terrorism and future risks, and I want to get Mr. Rawls' comments on this latest self-drive act coming out of Congress. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this September 11th, 2017, we're talking to James Wesley Rawls, his site that you can find information about him. Of course, he's the editor of survivalblog.com. It covers survival and preparedness topics from a constitutionalist Christian libertarian perspective. Before we get back to Mr. Rawls, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWars that support our operation. We have 50% off all the organic household products. We call that the Emrix Essential line of organic household products. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, a tea tree shampoo, a natural deodorant. All of those, 50% off. That's the entire line of Emrix Essentials. Also, we have still 45% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, the super combo. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 30% off the ProPure King water filtration system. That's one of our largest, if not the largest system that we have. 30% off that gravity feed water filtration system that will filter out organic, inorganic contaminants as well as bacteria, chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds. You can get that 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, 50% off InfoWars select storable food with the coupon code IRMA. That has a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO food that will help you to weather the storms of whether they're actual storms or whether it is some kind of a food shortage, infrastructure being down, anything like that. It's always good to be prepared in advance. 50% off InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. Mr. Rawls, when we look at this and we're talking about the different things that may happen, there was something that came out on Friday I want to get your comments on. It hasn't been widely covered. There's a few automobile trade articles that have come out on this, but the U.S. Congress and the House passed a bill that they call the Self-Drive Act, and they have an absurd acronym to spell out what self-drive is. But basically what it amounts to is that they're going to waive all the safety regulations on automated cars for 25,000 cars per year. They're going to increase that cap to 100,000 cars over the next 3 years. They're going to shut down the 10th Amendment, which would allow states and localities to have their own rules and regulations as they experiment with these new automated cars. People are rightly concerned about the safety. But, of course, when we see something like this being pushed down our throats very hard by the corporations, by the Congress, it is expected to go through the Senate as well. This is something that is taking precedent over hurricane relief. It's taking precedent over the debt ceiling increase. This is their first order of business. This is what they want to push down on us. And as we look at the fact that we have car and truck attacks becoming, I think, the number one mode of attack, the choice for terrorists, I wonder, and I want to get your opinion, you think as they're trying so hard desperately to push this upon us and the controls that will come with this system, taxing and tracking us by every mile, are we going to have some kind of a false flag terror attack like the underwear bomber just as they get ready to roll out a major component of taking over our transportation infrastructure on the streets, as we've seen them do with air travel?
Well, yes, I think that there's definitely a possibility of terrorist attacks using vehicles. And if you look at the threat spiral that's developed in Southwest Asia of unmanned vehicles, whether they be airborne vehicles or even truck bombs, there have been a couple of incidents inside of Iraq, for example, where very crudely there were self-driving vehicles or remotely controlled vehicles created to carry truck bombs. And here in the United States, if we have a whole new generation of cars out there that are self-driving that conceivably could just be programmed to drive to a particular destination, that unfortunately creates a whole threat spiral of its own, where you could have terrorists using pre-programmed vehicles, cars, or trucks to deliver vehicle-borne IEDs, VVIEDs, and that's definitely a threat. Now,
and when we look at this in conjunction, when we look at this, Mr. Rawls, in conjunction with what we just saw with Equifax, they have lost the identity information, which allows for identity theft of about half of the U.S. population, just that one company, because they keep so much information on people. Yeah. It's exposed about 143 million people, I think, in the U.S., Canada, the U.K. And this was a hack that was done on Equifax that has the most detailed private information of all of us. And this is something that could enable identity theft of everyone. It would be not that much of a challenge for them to be able to hack a remote-controlled transportation infrastructure and carry out massive terror attacks. So if they use these terror attacks that ISIS is doing now as a motivation to take over our transportation, then what they may be doing is actually creating something that is far more dangerous than what we have now, don't you think?
Oh, yes, and it all comes down to the level of control they want to have over individual lives.
Yes.
You know, the terrorist threat is not nearly as large as the threat to our individual liberty.
Yes.
Because we could have a situation where if someone within government wanted to declare martial law, they could block the ability of anyone who was on a particular watch list to even start their vehicles, much less travel anywhere. Or they could selectively limit the radius of action of groups of individuals and say, well, you can only travel no more than 50 miles from your home, or your vehicle shuts down.
Essentially putting us under house arrest is what they would do.
Yeah, effectively. And unfortunately, as technology marches on, I think at some point we could see the government mandate even classic cars being retrofitted with electronic controls that would lock out their own users.
Oh, I think that's I think that is a certainty, because we don't see the population here in America being concerned whatsoever about this. Unlike the events of 9/11, this is all happening and rolling out very gradually. Most people are apathetic or ignorant about what's going on. Some people are cheering it as they love to see new technology. And they think, well, this is something that is going to allow grandma and grandpa to be able to go wherever they want. But they don't look at the downsides of technology. Every technology has good or bad sides, just as we're talking about risk. There isn't anything in real life that is a binary zero or binary one. There's a grading scale here. So we need to evaluate these new technologies as to the control that it gives government over our lives. And as you're pointing out, in all of these incidents, the entity that we need to be the most concerned about is the one that is the most powerful and most directly involved in our lives, and that is the government. If the government goes bad, if the government goes rogue, that is far worse than anything we could have from any terrorist organization.
Oh, absolutely, David. You hit the nail on the head. And we need to be vigilant. We need to be in contact with our legislators. We need to be politically active. And we also, on a personal level, need to take countermeasures, especially for any of your listeners who are politically active. Do not go out and buy the latest model Tesla car. Okay.
Yes.
You want to, if you have one modern car, fine, but make sure you have another vehicle that's a pre-electronic ignition classic car or truck that will be completely outside of government control, because the time may come when you may step out of your house planning to go attend some political rally and find your car does not start.
And just make sure that you keep it, let's, just tell people that you're an enthusiast, that you only take it to the track or something like that. And you make sure that that car runs and you can make that or an off-road vehicle, or you can make sure that you've got a car that is a track car. So if the grid goes down or the government locks down everybody so that they can't move, you still have an ability to get around. When we're looking at this as a war, and we need to look at this with a mindset, I believe, that our government wants to control us as if we were at war. The first thing they're going to go to is to the transportation ability, to try to seize control of transportation, isn't it?
Right. That's the modern military always looks in terms of three factors to enable it to carry out operations. And we refer to those as the need to move, shoot, and communicate. And if you look at government action designed to basically lock down or enslave the population, they want to remove those capabilities from us. And the ability to move, mobility, is something they can take away by means of automation of private and automobiles.
Very important here. Move, shoot, and communicate. We're out of time. I wish we had more time. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Rawls, and you can find him at survivalblog.com. As he pointed out, move, shoot, and communicate. We know the attacks on the First and Second Amendment. We know the attacks on the Internet. And now they're coming after our movement. It's a full-on war, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mr. Rawls.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 11th, 2017. Just heard from James Wesley Rawls talking about the greatest threats to our safety. And, of course, there's new ones coming out every day, many of them under the wire that you don't hear. We just talked about how the U.S. House passed nearly unanimously a bill to allow all of the safety concerns about self-driving cars to be abandoned, as they're going to put 25,000 cars on the road that have not been tested. You will be a part of this test. You will be signed up by our U.S. Congress and their crony capitalist corporations to become test dummies in their latest rollout of untested technology that they can put on the roads. And they have massive test sites that they're working on in Detroit and other places, but that's not good enough for them. They have to put them out on the road. They have to involve you without your consent, without your knowledge, because most people are not paying any attention to this. Most of them could not care less about what's happening this, but you should care. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. That's the latest development that is coming out. We're also going to be talking at the bottom of the hour to Lionel. He's going to join us on this September 11th, talking about his recollections of the day, 16 years ago, when he was in New York, and he was what he saw there. So I'm anxious to hear that story. As we look at the vulnerability of our grid, as we look at the vulnerability of our infrastructure, the vulnerability of people being hacked, it's important to remember all this, as I pointed out with Mr. Rawls, Equifax. And we'll talk about this in more detail here. It's the headline, though. We've had 143 million people have had their identities stolen, and what will happen with that is still remains uncertain. Equifax is now updating their user agreement at the prodding of the New York Attorney General. We had three people within the Equifax organization that within 3 days of this happening, back at the end of July, sold massive amounts of stock, around $1 million. Now, the company's defense of all this said they did not know that there had been a hack. And yet, when we look at the three individuals, one of them is in charge of the financial division. Another one is in charge of the information systems. This is a guy who's in charge of IT, and he claims that he doesn't know. 3 days after. And another individual who's, and they're all very high-ranking individuals. Is that believable? Do you believe the government's official story of 9/11? Do you believe the official story of Equifax? I wonder if the government is going to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist if they prosecute these guys for insider trading. Because they sold that money, they sold that stock, made a lot of money before the break-in was made known. And before their stock took a big plunge. But, of course, we saw that in 9/11, too, didn't we? We saw a 1,200% increase in the shares of United and American Airlines, and only those two, 1,200% increase, people buying puts on the stock. And then 3 days later, is it just kind of the opposite of Equifax? Equifax, they get hacked. 3 days later, they dump the stock. And then a month later, they tell everybody what happened. With 9/11, you had people at Dean Witter dumping their stock, putting put options on their stock, people buying the stock of just those two airlines, United and American, and then making a lot of money. And then, of course, there wasn't an investigation, was there? No investigation. Just like there was no investigation of the remains of 9/11, they were carted off, taken out of the country. Get rid of the evidence. We don't want to have an investigation. Denmark has suspended refugee resettlement under a UN program. Denmark will not allow refugees into the country this year. Under a UN program, will seek flexibility in determining how many resettle in the future instead of accepting a quota from the United Nations. This is in addition to the quota that they get from the European Union. Since 1989, Denmark has pledged to take 500 refugees a year, but now they're saying it's hard to predict how many refugees and migrants will show up at the border who will seek asylum. And we know that it may be, it will be hard to integrate those who arrive here. We know it is hard to integrate them because they do not want to be integrated. So we're prepared, but we are not obliged to take a certain number of refugees for resettlement every year. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got some updates about what the interview that Steve Bannon had on 60 Minutes yesterday. We'll tell you what he had to say. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
September 11th, 2017. I am David Knight, your host. We were just talking about the break-in with Equifax that has exposed the personal information, names, Social Security, account information, all this information that could be used to steal your identity. 143 million people, about half the population of the United States, but of course it also includes people in the UK and in Canada. And we see now that there are fake Facebook-like networks that have exploited a code flaw to create millions of bogus likes on Facebook. I think it's absolutely amazing that we've seen so many people put so much emphasis on how big somebody's Facebook account is or Twitter account when this kind of stuff can be rigged. You can buy likes, you can buy views, or you can have them rigged by an external organization here. This is the virtual world in which we live, folks. And we just had the admission. This is in addition to the admission of fake book that they had accepted massive amounts of money. I think it's like $150,000 of fake ads that were coming from guess where? You'll never guess. It was from Russian sources, but they were not attacking Hillary. They were attacking Trump and conservatives, but they were coming from Russian sources. Again, running on Facebook, they say. The FBI is also investigating Uber for tracking Lyft drivers. And, of course, this is coming on top of the corruption that we'd had before where they were going through and tracking people in cities where the regulators were hostile to Uber. And so what they did was they created a list of regulatory people in various cities, the people who would be regulating this taxi company that claims that it's not a taxi company. See, there's a different set of regulations for real taxi companies than there are for Uber and for Lyft. They don't have the kind of extensive regulation. I interviewed a taxi driver when I was in Washington, D.C. He was complaining about Lyft, and I said, well, tell me about some of the things that you have to endure as a taxi driver, because they have to pay, in a big city like that, they might pay $500,000 for a medallion, and that is reflected in the cost of your ride. Uber and Lyft don't have to pay those taxi medallion prices. They maintain that they are information companies, that they're not taxi companies, and we all know what the truth of that is. But you see how they bend the regulations for the people who are powerful, just like they do for Hillary Clinton or for Lois Lerner? They do it for corporations as well. People like Uber, people like Lyft, they pretend that they're not taxi companies. And so when you had people who were looking at them in various municipal jurisdictions, they would identify government people by watching their phones. You see, once you let these people into your phone, and sometimes you don't even have to let them in. If it's the NSA, the CIA, the government, or some other hackers, they find a way to get into your phone. But once you let these people like Uber into your phone by getting their app, they can do all kinds of stuff. So they were following people, and they would say, well, look, these are phones that are hanging around these government offices. And so they started marking those phones and following those phones. And when they would call up an Uber driver, then they would send them false information telling them that somebody was coming and nobody would ever show up. Things like that. And now it turns out that they were doing the same thing for Lyft. And also tracking drivers who were driving for both them and for Lyft. That should make you very concerned about how our government is folding in this cybersecurity on all these different levels, especially for the corporations, but also for the government, taxing and tracking your every location. You don't think that they'll do this type of stuff, this unscrupulous stuff, once they have a monopoly or a duopoly, or there's just three big companies that control all of your transportation? That's where the government wants to go. They're going to work with a few big corporations, and you're going to wind up with two of them, just like you do in most of these different businesses where they take over, they shut down all the small competitors, and you wind up with just two companies like Home Depot and Staples, for example. And then you don't have anybody else. You got, Home Office and Staples or Office Depot. That's it. Then Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever. They shut down most of the small competitors, and you wind up with just two choices. And that's what we're going to wind up with transportation. And we have to be very concerned about how these people are going to track and store this information, how they're going to cooperate with the government, how they're going to drive you into this by manipulating insurance rates. Or maybe they'll create a crisis and scare people into accepting government control of our cars because we might have some massive terrorist event where they take what they say it's terrorists driving trucks or cars. Maybe we'll have a massive terror event. So they need to take control of the steering wheel and the brakes and so forth. And everybody will say, yes, keep us safe. Take away our freedom. Make us safe. That's the thing we have to be concerned about. Let's go to Steve Bannon. Let's talk about his interview yesterday with 60 Minutes. And we got a couple of clips here I want to play for you as well. On 60 Minutes, Steve Bannon said with Charlie Rose, he said, economic nationalism will unite Americans of all races, nationalities, religions, and sexual preferences. He said, economic nationalism, not racism, economic nationalism is what this country is built upon. The American system, he said. We look after our own. We look after our citizens. We look after our own manufacturing base. And guess what, he said? This country is going to be greater, more united, more powerful than it's ever been. This is not astrophysics. And by the way, that's every nationality, every race, every religion, every sexual preference. As long as you're an American citizen, you're part of this populist, economic, nationalist movement. And remember on Friday, I talked about this guy, Ta-Nehisi Coates, who wrote the Black Panther novels. And he's formerly the writer of the Black Panther comic books, because once he took over, this racist caused their circulation to drop by a factor of 10. He said estimated sales for the first issue of his comic book were 35,000, down from 300,000 copies of the issues last year, and so forth and so on. So they basically terminated his contract quickly. But this is what he had to say, and I didn't get a chance to talk about this completely. Because one of the things that he said was he said that people that voted for Trump, it was simply about racism. He says it's insufficient to state the obvious of Donald Trump, that he's a white man who would not be president were it not for this fact. He said, with one immediate exception, Trump's predecessors made their way to high office through the passive power of whiteness. Hear the racist rhetoric. All this man sees is skin color. That's all he sees about everything. He says that bloody heirloom, which cannot and sure mastery of all events, but can conjure a tailwind for most of them. Land theft, human plunder, cleared the ground for Trump's forefathers and barred others from it. Once upon the field, these men became soldiers, statesmen, scholars. They held court in Paris. They became they presided at Princeton. They advanced in the wilderness, then into the White House. Their individual triumphs made this exclusive party seem above America's founding sins, and it was forgotten that the former was in fact bound to the latter, that all their victories had transpired on cleared grounds. No such elegant detachment can be attributed to Donald Trump, a president who more than any other has made the awful inheritance explicit. His political career began in advocacy of birtherism, that modern recasting of the old American precept that black people are not fit to be citizens of the country that they built. Now, he says, as he's doing an interview with NPR, he said, they asked him, don't you think there was something to the fact that people were concerned that they were losing their economic status because the policies of globalism, they were economically hurting? He goes, that had nothing to do with it. It was simply racism, as you just heard here. And of course, that's not the case. We had Barack Obama get elected twice just before Trump. How does he explain that? How does he explain the lie that most of these people that he says are racist supported Ben Carson, many of them? Many of the Christian conservatives supported Ben Carson. It's not about racism. It's about globalism. It's about economic nationalism. But they don't want people to get out of the hole that has been dug for them by the globalists. They want people fighting over skin color. It's not even a distinction that's made in the Bible. They don't even talk about race. Everybody's part of the human race. They talk about nations, tongues, and tribes. In other words, political boundaries, cultural boundaries, language boundaries. That's the way that things break down. We're going to be back with more comments from Steve Bannon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
A new shipment of BioTrue Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTrue Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTrue Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system,
system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September 11th, 2017. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lionel. He's going to give us some firsthand recollections of 16 years ago. September 11th, 2001. He was in New York City the day of, and he's going to be talking to us about that, about the aftermath that we are still suffering from. Before we do, and before we go back to the news about Steve Bannon and others, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWars that support this operation. We have 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, and that's with a code, coupon code of IRMA. You can get 50% off food that has a shelf life of 25 years. It is made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. We also have 30% off ProPure King water filtration systems. It's a gravity water filtration system. You do not need electric power for that. We also have 50% off Caveman True Paleo formula in both chocolate or strawberry for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Super Combo, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. I want to get back to Steve Bannon's interview with 60 Minutes, conducted by Charlie Rose yesterday, some of the things that he had to say. He said, President Trump knows the Russians are not good guys. He said he would rather, however, spend money fixing problems at home than on picking fights abroad. I hope that is still the case. He says he criticizes Russians all the time. He knows the Russians are not good guys, he told Charlie Rose. He says, what's the point? Why pick another fight? We've got enough problems around the world. Bannon also called the FBI's investigation into collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia a complete and total farce. Asked if the intelligence reports he'd seen suggest that Russia tried to influence the election. Bannon said he would not discuss classified information, but said, I think it's far from conclusive that the Russians had any impact on this election. Boy, that was a very mild statement. That's fine. I understand why he would walk that back. Let's listen to clip number 7, because one of the things that he said was the original sin of Team Trump was to embrace the establishment, and he's talking about Republicans. Here's that clip from the interview last night.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact we have to face.
The Republican establishment.
The Republican establishment.
Wants to nullify the 2016 election.
Trying to nullify the 2016 election. Right. Absolutely.
Who?
I think Mitch McConnell and to a degree Paul Ryan. They do not want Donald Trump's populist, economic, nationalist agenda to be implemented. It's very obvious. It's obvious as night follows day.
Give me a story that illustrates that.
Well, Mitch McConnell, when we first met him, I mean, he said, I think, in one of the first meetings in Trump Tower with the president, as we're wrapping up, he basically says, I don't want to hear any more of this drain the swamp talk. Flat out.
He goes, a guy up on Capitol Hill can't buy a Coke unless it's got to be reported. He says, I can't hire any smart people because everybody's all over them for reporting requirements and the pay, et cetera, and the scrutiny. You know, you got to back off that. The drain the swamp thing was Mitch McConnell was day one. Did not want to go there, wanted us to back off.
You are attacking on many fronts people who you need to help you to get things done.
They're not going to help you unless they're put on notice. They're going to be held accountable if they do not support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. They do not support the President's program. It's an open secret on Capitol Hill. Everybody in the city knows it.
And so, therefore, now that you're out of the White House, you go into war with them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, they don't support the President's program. They have used Obamacare to get elected time and time again. They have used DACA to get elected time and time again. They said they were going to shut down DACA, and they weren't serious about it until President Trump said he was going to shut it down. Then they said, wait a minute, we'll do our job now. But what they're going to do is they're going to set new policy for immigration. Within 6 months, you will see that the Republican establishment will put out an amnesty bill. But let's go back to what he just said. He said, our original sin, he said, In the 48 hours after we won, this is what Bannon said last night, you might call it the original sin of the administration, we embraced the establishment. I mean, we totally embraced the establishment. He said Senate Majority Mitch McConnell did not want Trump to drain the swamp. You just heard that. He was acting against the president's populist economic agenda. He said they do not support the president's program, and it is an open secret on Capitol Hill. That's just what you heard there. He also points out that the Republicans told him that they would have Obamacare replaced by Easter. He said Republicans in Congress assured President Trump that repealing and replacing Obamacare would be a quick process. He said Paul Ryan and these guys come in. They said, we've done this for 7 years. We voted on this 50 times. Yeah, because they knew it wasn't going to be changed. Paul Ryan was part of the backup team with Mitt Romney to make sure that if something went sideways and Obama didn't get reelected, that they would still get government control of health care. Mitt Romney had already done it in Massachusetts. Paul Ryan has always been for that. Paul Ryan has always been for open borders. So Paul Ryan and these guys come in, they said, we voted on getting rid of Obamacare 50 times. We understand this issue better than anybody. We know how to repeal. We know how to replace. This is ours. That's what we're going to start with day one. And we'll have something for you on your desk by Easter. And they said, they're not going to help you, as you just heard, unless they're put on notice. They're not going to be held accountable if they do not support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. He said they do not support the President's program. It's an open secret. Again, we cannot say that enough times. And then he talks about the swamp. And he says, as you heard him say, Mitch McConnell was very upset about the swamp. And Steve Bannon said the swamp is 50 years in the making. Let's talk about the swamp. The swamp is a business model. It's a successful business model. You understand that government is doing exactly what it wants to do. We look at Washington, D.C., just like we look at our failing schools, and we say, what's the matter? Why can't they teach Johnny and Sally to read? Instead, they're teaching them all of this social justice warrior stuff, all this Antifa. Or maybe we should call it, since it's fascist, maybe we should say Antifa. Antifa. We sound like JFK. Hey, we have the Antifa here. But that's really maybe the way we should pronounce it. But anyway, they are not concerned. They've got their own social agenda. They're not concerned. They don't want you to learn to read and write. We think as parents, that's what they want to do. We think that Washington wants to make things work. They want to make us safe. They have a different agenda. You need to understand that. And Steve Bannon said, it is a business model. It is a successful business model. You're not going to drain it in 2 terms. This is going to take 10, 15, 20 years of relentlessly going after it. Absolutely. And of course, as we've said before, at the most, we're going to have another 7 years of President Trump. If we do not get serious about the Trump agenda, then Trump the man is not going to have any success. Trump the man is going to be there for 7 years maximum. We want the Trump agenda to be enacted, and we need to start getting behind Trump the agenda that he ran on to get some of these things enacted. Some of the other things, highlights from his interview, of course. He said that in Charlottesville, he said, I was the only guy who came out and tried to defend him. He said on Gary Cohen's critical interview, he says, if you don't like what Trump's doing, you don't agree with it, you have an obligation to resign. On criticism of Trump's national security strategy, he said, those are the geniuses of the Bush administration. I hold these people in contempt, total and complete contempt. He said, they're idiots. They've gotten us in this situation. They questioned a good man like Donald Trump, and he said the people behind this that he's talking about, Condoleezza Rice, Brett Scowcroft, Colin Powell. This is the truth, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Lionel, who was in New York 16 years ago on September 11th. I want to get his take on what he thinks about September 11th, and you'll want to hear this as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. On September 11th, 2017, I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking to Lionel. He was in New York 16 years ago, the day of the attacks. We're going to hear from him, his firsthand account. I want to tell you also where you can find us as well as him. By the way, we got a poll going on my Twitter account, Libertarian. Got a poll asking your comments about what do you think about the pardon of Lois Lerner by Trump's Justice Department. Do you think that's fine? You know, because she's powerful and privileged. She should go. Or do you think that she should be locked up? Maybe she should be locked up and Hillary for prison and the IRS for prison. So we got a lot of different choices there. So go there and put that in. You can also find our show on Twitter and on Facebook at Real News X2. And of course, our YouTube channel where you'll find the program streamed live each day and the archives. That is Real News with David Knight. Now, Lionel, you can find on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can also find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Lionel, an Emmy award winning television news decoder and legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer, former prosecutor, and someone who is in New York on the day of September 11th. And that's why he's joining us right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel.
Thank you, sir. I wish we were here on better circumstances, but this will do. I shan't forget that day, David. Never, ever.
I imagine.
A couple of things. Rather than, you know, I don't want to ever say waste time because one cannot waste time being with you. But I got to tell you something. That was my, for lack of a better word, red pill moment. And
yes.
I was, like many people, involved in something where I was part of a surreal moment that I couldn't believe. It was a movie set. And I would be lying, David, if I told you that when everything happened, I said, this is some kind of there's something with this story. There's something wrong. No, I was overcome. It wasn't my nature, but that moment changed. And I will tell you something. In the best news possible, you should have seen how this city worked together. You cannot believe how honking, little things, horn honking. There was this sense of getting along and working together. But David, from that moment on, as this new thing, the internet, came along, people like you, Alex, and others started to focus our attention on something that was inconceivable. The fact that this horrible story was not the truth, that there was something else, it forever changed me and others. And there is, David, there's not a day that goes by, and I'm not exaggerating, when I don't think of something that happened that day and how I can watch something with the rest of the world, and then have somebody later on say, watch that again. Did you notice anything?
Yes.
Watch it again. And it is still in my mind. But I must say two things before. Number one, this has to be tempered. You know, David, you and Alex, certainly more than anybody else, have given rise to a group of people who are, dare I say, woke. People who for the longest time never suspected anything. But David, we've got to be careful now that we and the world are not promulgating and promoting a new batch of not conspiracy theorists, because that's been used too much, but people who are unable to critically think, who confuse suspicion with fact. Who?
Yes, because once you're lied to and you realize that you're lied to, now all of a sudden you say nothing is true, nothing is real. That's the other flip side about that. So we can overreact to that and we can say everything is a false flag when everything is not a false flag. And there's different types of false flags. You can have a real event that they can then spin and twist and use for their own political agenda. But it doesn't mean that every single aspect of that was a fake event. And that's the key thing that we need to understand.
Two things. Let me give an example. There is a world of people. Look, there are different pockets of these folks. And this is critical that we talk about it, because critical thinking is something that we in this country need more of, frankly. In fact, the world does. How many times have you heard about the dancing Israelis? I've heard about the dancing Israelis a million times. I know. I got it. Now, what I want to do is I wish we had a kind of a Bertrand, a Russell, rather, a tribunal. an ongoing permanent committee, to investigate all aspects of a very complicated 9/11 scenario. A lot of moving parts. Sarge and others did this post-Vietnam, and you see it today doing continuing regarding a variety of subjects. Let me just give you an example. If somebody says, four Israelis were dancing, Larry Silverstein, the landlord, the owner of this, was a Jew, Israel did it. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. No, Israel did it because Israel, and they were dancing, and I said, okay, or Dick Cheney was told by Norman Mineta, the planes are coming, and he issued a stand down order. Cheney did it. Wait a minute. Because I'm able to point to something, there were 46 drills that day. David, 46 at least war games on that day.
I didn't even mention that. There's so many different aspects. I didn't even mention that in the run-up. The fact that they had a training scenario that was exactly the same thing. And this is another tell because they can always say, you know, it confuses the people who are the first responders. It's like, wait, is this real or is this a drill? And we see that happening. And that's another clue that there was something going on there.
So this is also critical thinking. Think I'm a prosecutor by nature. Okay, that is what we give to the police. That gives us probable cause. But before we go to the jury, we need proof of something. Suspicion is great. And there are people. Look, we see it all the time. Those looters in South Florida, Black Lives Matter. Wait a minute. Hold on. Soros, take it easy. It's like this weekend, I've got, you know, I'm second generation Floridian. My family's in Florida. What do people say? Harp. Wait a minute. Because I read something about HARP. Now I'm an expert in weather manipulation. Look, folks, you're kind of new to this rodeo. Take it easy. Yes, it's great. But David, I'd rather calm people down than bring people up. The next thing to understand, because this is critical, when you are presented, when you go to somebody who is, somebody who is not familiar with our way of thinking, and they say, whoa, night, hold it. Where did all these people go? Where did these planes go? Where did these people who left? Remember, it's not your story. It's their story. You don't have to explain anything. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't care about motivation. Give you an example. If you and I walked into a house and there was a murder, apparently a murder, and we're there to look up for four types of death, NASH, natural, accidental, suicide, homicide. That's it. And I see an old lady, handcuffed, shot 12 times in the back of the head. It's not natural. It's not accidental. It's not suicide. It's a homicide. Now, if somebody says, wait a minute, why would somebody want her dead? I don't know. Who would want her killed? I don't know. She was a nice lady. That's fine. Well, why? It's not my story. I'm not here to determine that. So to all of these newfangled budding conspiracists and tinfoil hatters, by the way, it's aluminum. We haven't used tin in years. But for those two people, think linearly. Take it easy. Don't confuse suspicion with further investigation and proof, because what's happening is the real culprits behind whatever this was. And it's okay not to be able to point to something. It was ISI. It was Pakistani. I don't know. But that doesn't mean that the investigation stops, or that doesn't mean that we don't continue. David, you must, in the course of your heralded, celebrated life, looked at people and said, do you know nothing about 9/11? How do I know this? I'm not a scholar. Do you know nothing about the controversy?
Yeah, and that's the key thing, and we're going to go into that more in detail. We're talking to Lionel, and that is a question, as he's pointing out, it's their conspiracy theory. It's their theory that we're looking at. It's their theory that we're evaluating the truthfulness of. And that's the thing that we have to understand. They're going to tell us that they know what happened. Well, we look at it and we say, no, that couldn't have happened. That couldn't have happened. We go right down the list. That's the key thing that they don't want you to see. That's when they call us the theorists. when we question their conspiracy theory. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. It's September 11th, 2017, 16 years after the event. We're talking to Lionel, Emmy Award-winning TV commentator, legal analyst. He was there the day of. We're going to get back to that in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we sell that are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a limited special for ProPure King water filtration system. This is our largest system. It is gravity feed, does not require electricity, gets rid of 99.9% of contaminants, whether they're organic, inorganic, bacteriological. And you can get that now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA. This is food that has a shelf life of 25 years, non-GMO, made in the USA, the best packaging you'll find for any storable food. Also, a super combo is still available. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you'll find Lionel on YouTube. You'll find him, Lionel Nation is the name of his YouTube channel. You also find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. And Lionel, as we were going to break, we were talking about the fact that this is their conspiracy theory, that we're looking at their story and we're evaluating it for truthfulness. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard early in the program, it was only about 2 months ago, my wife and I were at a store here, a kind of a vacation area here in Texas. And as my wife was looking through the little trinkets that they had, and I was the only person there, this lady who was there was just desperate to talk to somebody. And she just starts, it was really kind of strange. She just starts telling her whole life story to me, how she used to work all these years for the military and said she got into fraud protection. She said, we uncovered so much fraud. We had a lot of very high-ranking officials, especially politicians who just never, instead of putting them in jail, she said they just didn't run for office again. And we all know that the day before September 11th, we had Donald Rumsfeld say that there was $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. They didn't know where it was. This lady said, you know, I transferred to the U.S. and it was just before I retired. And she said, we had a massive amount. You would not believe the amount of corruption that we found. And she said, I got out of there just a couple of months before the plane hit in my office. Can you believe that? And I was like, yeah, actually I can. I said, oh, who do you listen to for news? She didn't know anything about Breitbart. I didn't ask her about InfoWars. She just gets her news from television. But mainly she said, you know, I don't live in that world anymore. I used to keep up with that stuff, but I just don't pay attention to the news. That is the essence of compartmentalization. Somebody who was there, who knew the fraud, who had their office as ground zero there in the Pentagon, and she has no idea of what the bigger picture is.
Well, you know, there's a subdirectory to everything, and that's the whole notion of psychology. The idea of psychology of how people are, how people process things. Look, you and I run to the truth. We run to it. I don't believe everything anybody tells me. But I will tell you, I will start off with this premise that I would venture to say that what I hear from the mainstream media is not true. And by the way, little side note, I bet you those prepper jokes didn't really go over real big this weekend because, you know, you and Alex selling all that prepper food stuff. What are you, a bunch of, again, with your tinfoil hat, you lunatics. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you idiots, what do you think? Look, do they think we get off on this? That's right. Emergency survival foods. I'm the only one who has to say, we're trying to save your life. You idiots. I'm not doing this. This isn't some fantasy where I'm some doomsayer. And I want to say, did you know what's going to happen now? You know, yesterday I was listening to Alex. Does this man ever sleep? Is he going to like pull back this animatronic one day? There's going to be gears moving. He's talking with Dane Wigington about geoengineering. Let me give you an example. Chemtrails, geoengineering, whatever you want to do, solar radiation management. David, work with me. I've had friends of mine, smart people. And I say, look, you see that? Forget reading. Forget 9/11. Forget Shanksville. Forget no. Just look up. You see that? What do you think that is? No, pay attention. I can put it in front of their face because first, they don't want you to tell them something they don't know. You make them feel stupid. Oh, here's night again. How about you and your wife aren't invited to a lot of parties anymore? Oh, God. What else don't I know, night? What else don't I know? Okay, fine.
I tried to stop grabbing people by the lapel and telling them anymore. Got over that after a couple of years. But
so that's it. Plus, the next thing is they'll say, you're crazy. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. Look, all I know is this morning, it's so sad. I am not, they read the names of these people who died and perished. Are we going to keep doing this forever? Is there anybody within the sound of my voice who would say, just let me start off with one little fact, just one. I always start off with this because you got to be careful. I love to tell people, go to the Shanksville page. Just start with that. Forget anything. Just go look at it. Don't say anything. I just see this little dimpled pockmark, little divot with some steam and a couple old fire trucks and something charred and say, now, just look at this. What do you think? And then maybe say, anything missing? Just have them say, and yeah. David, when they tell you, I've seen this picture a million times, there it is. I never thought to ask. What happened to my critical thinking? What happened to my analytical skills? David, and you say, no, it's okay. Me too. Join the club. Now that's just one thing. Why doesn't anyone say, where is President Trump? Steve Bannon's on 60 Minutes last night. That's terrific. Why doesn't one person, just one person say, at any point, I mean, are they sworn to secrecy? Now look, Trump. One thing you don't talk about, aliens, JFK, and 9/11. Everything else, you're on the own.
That's right. We'd hope that we'd have something about that. And as a matter of fact, I saw this thing from Ed Asner on the 10th anniversary of 2000, of September 1st. They said, hey, let's do a film where we have a new president who comes in and says, I'd really like to know what happened on September 11th. You know, we had a remote chance of hope that that would be Donald Trump, perhaps, because he talked about the missing 28 pages. We have an audio report that we didn't get a chance to play earlier where he says, yeah, I saw that and something's up with that. That looked like a controlled demolition. You would think that maybe he would be the guy who would do it. Charlie Sheen thought that Obama would do it because he's a different party. They're just not interested, are they?
And also, Geraldo on Fox News kind of went there. And there was, you know, Judge Napolitano going to talk about it. It's like they get a little far out there. And look, here's what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm not saying anybody do it. And look, to answer most people's questions, I don't think Bush knew anything, first and foremost.
Ever. About anything, yeah. It's clueless, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm your straight man, Knight. Is that it? Is that it? No. But I don't believe, you know, plausible deniability. The point of this is that we are talking about when you sit back and think about what happened, and you've got architects and engineers from 9/11 Truth, Richard Gates, 2200. Have you seen these tinfoil hat guys, these physicists, these professors who say, look, I don't know about this. But then there's that. Then there's the fact that there's, I know one doctor who's a radiologist in New York. He says, you know the number of people in downtown New York who have thyroid cancers and these inexplicable, they were hit with gamma rays or something. There are at least, when I say this, 100. Imagine a convention center with tables. And I've got one table is the towers. Building 7, the most miraculous carpet fire in the history of carpet. All right, fine.
Wasn't even hit by a plane.
Then you have that. Yeah. Then you have so many aspects. Shanksville, Pentagon, then the 46 drills. So what happens is you have to just spend a moment. Now, David, within those individuals who are legitimate investigators, there are the nuts. We see them in religion. We see them in the military. We see them on the corner. And they are going to try those non-believers, those who do not want to be woke, as it were. They're going to point to these lunatics and they're going to say, see, I told you, Charlie Sheen. Oh, is that your patron saint, Charlie Sheen? No. Ed Asner, some leftist commie has been. And they'll always diminish it. It will take someone like the world to say, oh no. You see, you remember, David, how many people didn't know the number of conservatives and Republicans in Hollywood? I mean, they're the most closeted people there are. If all of a sudden we have this, I am Spartacus, I am a truther, and I hate that truther thing. To think that I'm being a truther, that's bad? Okay.
That's a bad thing, yeah.
If you have this Spartacus moment where you said, you at two, yes, I am, and I am, and I am, and I don't believe this. And out of the 12,000 working parts, do you mean to tell me there's not one thing about this that makes you say, good, that's a start. But we're afraid. Because what happens is mainstream media, these barking seals, these trained Ted Baxter, sock puppet, echo chamber, cookie cutter, playbook, marionettes, these repeaters, not reporters, they swear fealty to this mythology. And God forbid they were to use any independent thinking or critical analysis and say, wait a minute, I'm not saying Bush.
And they don't want to be criticized. They don't want to be called names. They want everybody's respect. That is fatal to the truth. You have to follow it wherever it goes. Thank you so much for joining us. Lionel Nation on YouTube, Twitter. You'll find him at Lionel Media. And coming up next is Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us for Real News with David Knight.